Well, the first thing is about every February, we all get in a room or in a circle and say, okay, can we do this again? Because it takes a lot of work throughout the year to be able to bring performers from states all over the country into town and to be able to provide what we like to think of as a seed bed for young performers, especially local people like the ones that we're in the studio with. It's really part of our intent. And then we have a booking committee that's comprised of some people who really know the music and who is starting tour right now. And so those people put in, you know, hundreds of hours of work and dovetail into the work that we do throughout the community, throughout the year, to try to kind of keep the brand going and, you know, keep our image out in front of people. And to really, you know, kind of roll down towards these three big days here in the first part of November.
And certainly one of the highlights of this year's festival is bringing Cedric Watson in, one of the really real masters of the Cajun fiddle.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems as if every year we get one or two acts like Cedric that next year we probably won't be able to afford. The other one that people are kind of predicting this year is Kaya Cater, who is a hammer claw banjo player and will be doing a workshop as well as performance. So yeah, we're really jazzed about having Cedric here. And of course, last night he opened up the show for us with the Cajun Cornstalkers at the Krannert Center.
Let's talk a little bit about the music that you're hearing from Matt and Miriam here. First piece you said, Miriam, was an original that you wrote, Squid and the Seagull. Tell us a little bit about that.
So our band is called the Mean Lids, and we play for contra dances. And we travel all over the country to play for these dances. It's like, if you've seen square dancing, it's a little bit like that, except done in long lines. So we were out in California playing a contra dance there in, Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
And we went swimming, and there was a seagull out there, and it seemed to have caught something dark and black in its beak. And so anyway, I was looking for a name for a tune, and this one popped together. And the tune starts with a jig, and then it goes into a reel, and it's nice and sort of slow burn, we call it, for the dancers.
How long have you been playing with Mean Lids and playing for the contra dances?
Well, I started playing for contra dances when I was probably in middle school here in Urbana. I play with my father also, who's a diverse musician, but kind of got me going playing for dances when I was pretty young. And then the Lids started up about 6 years ago, I want to say, and we've been playing together pretty constantly since then. Our third member, Ben Smith, who used to live in town, is a big aspect of the band, and he now lives in Indianapolis, so we don't get to just like hang out and play as much as we used to, but we still gig quite frequently.
It seems like this is just a natural fit, the contra dance, to be a part of the Folk and Roots Festival.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the musical style, strings, people trying to have a kind of a participatory democracy, if you would, is something that's very close to the root of what the festival is all about. And so, yeah, when Alois Musica takes, you know, the stage tonight, where there's a good caller that will be there, and it'll be a wonderful evening. People really love the floor at the Landmark, and so I'm looking forward to another really wonderful night.
You talked about, you know, playing since middle school, you know, for the contra dances. If you could, what is it about Champaign-Urbana that really seems to have such a burgeoning folk and roots music scene here?
I think the music scene here in Champaign-Urbana generally just has a really rich group of people that are really open to sharing their ideas and their musical talents and get out and play. And we have a couple really like stalwart music venues where you can go see all sorts of music for extremely, some say maybe too affordable prices for the musician's sake. But it's, yeah, I mean, I think for me and Miriam too, I think we both kind of grew up going out to see a lot of music of all different kinds. And that kind of environment of having just all this amazing music at your fingertips on a very regular basis has allowed a lot of musicians really to thrive and flourish and create a really strong community here.
Very good. The 7th Annual CU Folk and Roots Festival this weekend in Urbana. Full information online at folkandroots.org. Scott Dossett, Matt Chirino, Miriam Larson, thank you all very much for coming by today.
Well, thanks thank so you, much. Brian.
And one more song for you this morning. We'll hear Miriam Larson on vocals, Matt Chirino on acoustic guitar for John Prine's Angel from Montgomery.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My whole man's another. Child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder were desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living. It's just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. He were much to look at, just a